Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I woke up. I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe. Everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Wednesday. I hope it's been a good one for you so far. Been a good one for me. John, been a good one for you. Hopefully it's August 28th. And here we are, what, 3 days out from Ole Miss Memphis. That over-under number, 67.5, is high. But we're expecting a lot of points this weekend. How many fans will show up? It's certainly seems to be now a question we are all asking ourselves. You know, the ticket sales down in Ole Miss have only asked for half of what they asked for a few years ago. So we'll see what we get. We'll see what we get from that Memphis side as well. John Martin was doing some news breaking yesterday, though. Can I just call you Scoop?
You can call whatever you want, man.
Scoop Martin. I know you kind of lean toward Patty Pump.
Yes.
But Scoop Martin, you like it? Does it have a ring to it?
So we can go with Scoop Shady.
Well, nice Scoop Shady. You were all up in that database.
Yes. Well, I was a little bit more than that, but yes. I did end up looking in the database. Mm-hmm. And I will say, listen, we looked at – this is not a shock.
You got to work if you're going to be John Martin. You better be.
Well, that is the goal, right? I want that to be clear that I'm out here too.
Why didn't I see some – because I know you got a lot to say. Just ask you a very important. Why didn't I see more first reported by John Martin?
Stop! You're trying to gas me up.
Why didn't I see more of that?
You're trying to gas me
up. Why do I see it with everybody else, but not when you break a story?
Well,
it ain't right.
Because
of you doing it, it ain't right.
We didn't talk about this, did we? Like we didn't text each other about this. I didn't say nothing about nothing.
Hey, it's part of the game, man.
I didn't say nothing about nothing. But do I notice that when I get a story that there tends to not be attribution?
Mm.
Now let me give credit though where it's due. Jonah gave me credit. Drew Hill gave me credit.
Respect, man.
There were other outlets that did not. And that's whatever. I don't do it for credit from other outlets.
It's part of the game, bro.
But I do feel like there is a double standard when it comes to attribution, whereas when I say something, when I tweet something,
you didn't see first report.
You know, we don't get that love.
Well, here's the love from me. Congratulations.
Man, thank you for this. But the story's not about me.
You.
The story's not about me. The story's about Isaiah Stokes
yes,
enrolling at the University of Memphis. That became official yesterday. We've been telling you that this was going to happen for, you know, basically a month, right? When he took an unofficial, or excuse me, it was an official visit.
Yes.
Ever since he took the official visit to Memphis, we've been telling you that this was going to happen. We told you while he was on the visit that it was going to happen. So this has been in the works for quite some time, but it did become official yesterday. We will break down what this means for the team, for the program in just a moment. Let me set the schedule, Jason.
Thank you.
At 11:25, or around there, we'll be joined by Paul Feinbaum. You know Paul?
Very, very familiar with his work.
Paul Feinbaum is a White Station High School graduate. He is from Memphis. He hosts the Paul Feinbaum Show that you can hear on 790 AM ESPN. College football truly gets underway this weekend. Last weekend kind of counted, but not really. Everybody's playing this weekend, including Memphis and Ole Miss. So
yes,
we will talk to Paul Feinbaum about all of that at 11:25. At 12:25, Mark Giannotto is going to join us. He's out at Memphis football practice at 11:25, his normal time, so we are moving some things around. We will, of course, talk to him about Isaiah Stokes. We will talk to him about Memphis Ole Miss. We will talk to him about a number of things. They had some news on their show yesterday from Mike Oresko,
yes,
who came on their show and said that divisions are going away,
yeah, I was listening,
perhaps as early as this year. They're applying for a waiver to keep the championship game, which is very important for the AAC. It's great exposure because that game's going to be on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
It's typically been a really good game, and it's just it's an opportunity for the AAC to really get a spotlight, you know, on its conference with that game.
Oh, good point. The other point, though, I didn't talk about this with you. Listen to that interview. They did a great job, Giannotto and Jeffrey, on that. That I thought was news was him saying that ESPN might want to go back to that, them sort of expecting ESPN to go back to the media rights contract, John. Did you hear that part?
Yep.
I think you and I had sort of, and maybe many others too, had sort of put it to bed, right? You talked to Dr. Rudd, the president over at the University of Memphis, and he felt it was almost like, oh, yeah, don't worry. You know, we're talking obviously about UConn leaving.
Yep.
AAC had just done its media rights deal. Will ESPN be wanting to come back, right, and cut you a little less of a check with UConn out of there? Rudd had pretty much said, oh, we're not worried about that at all. Oresko kind of brought it up that, yeah, we kind of expect ESPN to come back. Don't expect them to ask for too much, but sounded like there might be some adjustments there, Don. That came out, the thing about the taking away the divisions came out. So I thought it was a great interview with Oresko.
Yeah, so we will talk to Mark Giannotto about all of that at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Anthony Sain is going to join us. We will talk to him about, I don't know, everything. We'll talk to him about everything. Anthony Sain will be in studio at 1:25 like he always is. So that is the show today. A couple things we have to address. Isaiah Stokes has enrolled at the University of Memphis. That news became official as reported by yours truly. Isaiah Stokes, 6'9", wide body, 260, 270. You know, I think his career at this point is well documented. Committed to Florida out of high school after moving to IMG Academy from Lausanne. Got hurt his freshman year towards ACL, second season last year. Couldn't really get on the floor, wasn't in great shape, and it showed on the court, and now he's transferred and since arrived at Memphis. Jason, I think this is a worthwhile gamble for Penny Hardaway.
Oh, there's no question it's a worthwhile gamble. And keep in mind, the likelihood is, right, that he'll have to sit out a season, just like
yes,
Lance Thomas, the
yes,
transfer from Louisville, did. They're going to clearly, I would expect, apply for a waiver to try to get him immediately eligible, just like they did with Lance. But I think if you pin them down to it, they'd probably agree, probably unlikely, this is a move. As John said, I think it's valuable because it's for the future. Penny playing the long-term game here, I think you'd agree. And, again, remember, the Isaiah Stokes that Penny Hardaway coached at the Peach Jam a few years ago was a top 60 prospect.
Yes, he was.
A guy who had decided, you know what, I've got these big-time football offers, including one from Alabama, that I'm going all in on basketball. I'm going to get into basketball shape. And boy, was he that summer where he's breaking backboards. He's a force underneath the basket because of his size again, and he's in the best shape of his life. There was no
yep,
question about it. And because of that, he rose up, became a top 60 prospect, obviously, ends up going to Florida. But Penny, let's go back to that part of it. He saw him at his best.
Yes, he did.
So he knows again, and think about it this way. Isaiah likely is going to have a year, right, to get familiar with Penny's system again,
yep,
because he's already seen some of it. Sure, there have been adjustments,
yep,
but he's played for Penny to do that, to get into tip-top shape again over the next year while he's not playing games but practicing and learning that system. And so this is what I'm thinking, Penny's thinking. By the time this guy is eligible, right, he's going to be back to the shape he was in. And that's a big part of this. What'd you say? You said 6'8", 6'9", 260, 270?
Yep.
Well, let's hope that's the way because, again,
yes, for
Isaiah
sure.
is a big dude. We've talked about it. It's
yes.
very easy for him to get up to 290, 300. The Stokes family, they're just big folks, you understand. And so, again, much of his rise that summer, a couple summers ago,
yep.
was because of the shape he was able to get into. And if he's going to be effective here at Memphis, he will need to be in that shape again. You've got the time to do what we think. Again, they're going to try to get him eligible next year, but this is likely for sitting out a year, obviously. And, again, if let's look at who's leaving. We've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Precious, James, you're losing Isaiah Maurice. He's a senior. He'll be coming off the books. You need some depth inside. We know John's pointed us in that direction. They're after Greg Brown. It feels like pretty close. That's still Texas, Memphis, you feel like?
Yep.
The big out of Texas, obviously, top 10 big. You've got Malcolm Dandridge, who will be yep. available, you think fully healthy next season, probably going to be healthy enough maybe to give him a little this season, but
yep.
you've got him full strength next year.
Yep.
And then you need bigs.
Yes,
you absolutely
do.
Need bigs. You need depth there. And so that's what Isaiah Stokes bring to the game. More of an earth mover type big. We've talked
yes.
about that more less so than the wiry type big we're used to around here. So a space eater, a guy that'll push people around inside a year from now and certainly will be of some value. I think Penny's looking at him. You know, and I know this. They see a little bit less athletic, maybe, a little bit less quick Anthony Douglas. Do you remember you remember the stories about Big Six, John?
Yep.
I mean, he came out of East High. I mean, was his, you know, in terms of big guys, I want to tell you, he was a McDonald's All-American and had a fine career at Memphis where he was moving guys around on the inside. That was Six's thing. Now, remember, yep. I'm not telling you that Isaiah ain't athletic. When in shape, he can be. Again, he run the floor and break backboards on you. But I think they see sort of an Anthony Douglas type in Isaiah Stokes.
Anthony Douglas averaged basically 12-8 as a junior at the University of Memphis in 92-93.
Yep.
You know, so if you could get that out of Isaiah Stokes, wow. You know, if you could get 8-5 out of Isaiah Stokes, you know, because the way I sort of view this, I view it exactly the same way as you do. When this guy is healthy in the college game, and when he is engaged in the college game, he is a physical force, a physical nightmare.
There'll be times where it looks like a man against boys,
no
especially
doubt.
In the AAC.
Yes.
Let's be real.
Yes. And so at best case scenario, Isaiah Stokes has a chance to start in 2020, 2021.
That's best case scenario.
You know, not – I mean, again, we're talking about a top 60 kid, so it wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world that if Isaiah, you know,
that
if
you
Isaiah
see
Stokes
Lance
in shape,
and Isaiah Stokes in there,
yeah,
if you miss on a Greg Brown. Now, obviously,
yes.
they hope to get a top 10 big.
You know, or you could just, you know, Greg Brown at the 4 and Isaiah at the 5, you know, however you want to do it, you know. At worst, he's going to provide depth for his hometown school. I mean, that is sort of what this boils down to for me. I know there are some people will complain about anything and everything. So I
well, you see the numbers of Florida, and if you
yes.
don't know the Stokes, is you know his history, his playing history, could see where you look and you're a little under, you know, you're underwhelmed
yes.
when you look at the numbers, and that's so John, probably those folks that are doing that not as familiar with what he can be, not familiar with the summer he had a couple of years ago when he ends up ultimately signing with Florida.
Right. I mean, he put up. Let's just be fair. He put up walk on numbers at Florida last
yeah.
year.
Yeah, that's
you
what
know,
I'm saying. For those
two points a game and one rebound
game. So I think it's perfectly fair
yeah.
for those who don't know, you know, to question what are we doing here.
I think but it's a but fair I also question. I also think this, Jason, that when it comes to the way Penny Hardaway is sort of putting together his program and building these classes, that he has earned the benefit of the doubt from fans right now. You know,
what number class he got?
People ask, well, what if Tubby would have done this? What if Josh would have done this? Well, I think with Josh, certainly by the end, and with Tubby from the beginning, you had a right to question the decision making.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the players he was bringing, the players they were both bringing in, because the program was flailing. You know,
mm-hmm.
under both of those guys, the program is humming under Penny Hardaway right now, and the decisions that he has
so
made personnel wise. You know, and again, I think Penny is looking at it also from the standpoint of Lance Thomas. Lance Thomas, when he left Louisville, you broke the story. We made this point before. I'm sure you heard it. I heard it. People were saying Lance Thomas could not play. And now
– a small sample size.
You know, and I would say it's a small sample size with Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was hurt as a freshman.
Same question. Less. He
yeah.
was hurt.
Yeah, and he wasn't probably where he should have been conditioning-wise. And that falls on him. You know, that's his responsibility to make sure he's in shape.
It's his greatest challenge.
You know, but I think Penny looks at that as you know, another opportunity. It's a hell of a reclamation project because, one, the physical tools are already there. Secondly, Penny has seen it, you know, underneath him. He's already seen it, so he knows how to get to
he's
this
seen
kid.
He's him at his best.
He knows how to get to this kid.
He absolutely does. And again, if you're looking at it like we are, which is not that clearly he's going to have to sit out a season because of the transfer. That's what you've there's the advantage. That's the time he needs, right, to show them that he's committed to get into the kind of shape they want him in, the kind of shape he was in 2 years ago,
yep,
and that he's going to do the things asked of him in terms of, hey, this is what we want you to be. That's what
absolutely,
you've got this year to do. And
yes,
and again, look at, you saw in the Bahamas, we want to see more of it in the regular season, obviously, with Lance Thomas. But look at, when you saw him in the Bahamas, did it look like a guy who can't play? Like a guy who can't contribute or be an impact guy? No, he looked like the perfect utility, perfect backup big.
Yep.
And that's what they want out of him this year. Think about that. Think about being in Penny's system again for a year.
No doubt.
Being around Tony Madlock, Mike Miller, that coaching staff, Cody Toppard and his development ways, getting into the kind of shape you want so that by the time he's out here, you've got him back to what he was a couple of summers ago. You've got the time to get him ready. If you don't, if he doesn't get into it, if he shows you he's not getting into the shape, which I can't imagine he wouldn't be, who wouldn't want to be a part of this program right now, especially if you're from Memphis, then you cut him loose.
It is a.
But that is not the plan. They plan on him getting, and I'm sure that he's convinced them that he'll be an impact guy for them.
Well, and I think the odds are good that he will make some sort of impact, you know.
Dude, what's he going
to – in the AAC, come on.
Half the teams in the AAC ain't got anything to stop him.
Yes.
Those could be big games for Isaiah Stokes. Yeah, he might be your consistent guy against those two lanes and all that because those baskets will be easy against those smaller bigs.
You know, like if Isaiah Stokes is like this team's Sean Taggart, you know what I mean?
We talked about this the last time we did the hit with Giannotto. You and I have talked about it. You can't have all freshmen out there.
No doubt.
Right?
You got to have some
and
experience.
Again, this is a guy who hasn't played, but how valuable do we think, because of his experience and being in Penny's system, you spent the year at Louisville, you know D1 basketball, how valuable do we think Lance Thomas could be? Well, it's the exact same thing on that front. He can be valuable in terms of a guy that's maybe not the top 10 recruit that Penny's getting, but sort of that glue guy in the middle. Here's the role I see for him. If Penny and those guys have their way, well, Greg Brown's in here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And what you've got is some added depth inside. Again, you can't make the point stronger. You are losing a lot. You are losing three bigs that are going to contribute this year.
Absolutely.
I still think Isaiah Maurice is going to give you a little something. I know you're a little not as high on him as I am.
I don't think he will.
Yeah. Again, if Dandridge if it's a slow comeback, Lance gets in foul trouble. Who else is going to have out there?
I think that's why they are sort of.
And again,
that's why they're being as aggressive in the rehab as they are, because they know they need Malcolm out there.
Well, just the idea, John, because again, it's their first season. Precious and James could end up in foul trouble.
They could.
On any given night.
They could.
They're freshmen. They're learning what college refs call and what they won't call.
But they'll put DJ Jeffers at the four, I think, before they really give Isaiah Maurice a bunch of minutes.
I feel like. And that's a good solution. We saw he'll go to the boards,
yeah.
DJ. Now, again, it's the Bahamas. I want to see you do it against high level competition. But that's it, John. Again, DJ freshman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How much they use Isaiah Maurice isn't
that's
the point.
That's not the point, right.
The point is that this is providing you depth
yes.
down the line. I think they see an Anthony Douglas type in him, a
yeah.
guy they're very familiar with, right,
yes.
having played with him clearly.
Yes.
And it's a good addition.
Yeah, I think the key for Isaiah, you know, the only way that Isaiah does not make an impact is if his head's just not in it. You know, and I will just be totally honest, I was hearing rumblings about that sort of in throughout this process.
Well, you said he'd possibly consider pro
yes,
options.
Yes, exactly. Like not even going to college.
Right.
You know, so that is definitely going to be the challenge for Penny Hardaway, is keeping Isaiah engaged. But if he is, you know, like I said, I just think from a physical standpoint, he's going to make an impact. And it's just kind of funny the way that this has come full circle in the Stokes family, you know, because Jarnell, it was pretty like there was a bitterness, I think, from Memphis towards the Stokes family, because like he went to Tennessee. Like he didn't just not go to Memphis. He went to Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now his younger brother, you know, is attending Memphis under Penny Hardaway. Like it's kind of like one of those funny full circle moments, you know.
That it is. It's funny how that is. They were a house divided, Tennessee, you know, Tennessee, Florida. And now here you are, you know, your
Tennessee,
oldest one
Memphis.
Went off to Tennessee, and now this
yeah.
other one's going to come back. And I don't know, for some fans, I guess make it right. With it, because
right.
some fans just, if you're not a Tiger, I don't care about
oh,
you.
Oh, we know that's
we
true.
We see plenty of that. The other place, we've made the point before, but I think it's important to state again because we haven't done it today. I think he can really help you in the half court. And those will
no
be
question.
Games where, again, if you're trying to plot out a defense against Memphis, the key is you can't focus on any one guy, clearly. What you're going to try to do is slow him down. Because Penny's going to be going at breakneck speed. What were they, number 7 last year, I think, at pace. Now he's got his full roster, right? He's got the kind of talent he wants to run his system. They're going to be up and down.
Yep.
So that is going to be an opponent's challenge, is slowing Memphis down. You figure you're going to see that all the time. Folks trying to make it a half-court game. And whether it's, you know, again, not for this year, he's going to have to sit out a year, likely. But when he does come, in those games, where those opponents, and we've seen it here at Memphis, Memphis has struggled in those situations.
Yep.
For those games, in those situations, I think Isaiah Stokes can really help you. Because, again, you're talking about a guy that's 275 just on a regular day walking around. You know, an up-and-down game may not be the best for a guy at that size, John. We both realize. In specialized situations, in a half-court game,
right.
I think he can really help you. You pointed out that usage rate of when they used him down in Florida, about the few times he was on the floor.
Yep.
Boy, they threw that ball into him.
They did.
And he can be effective for you in a different way than we've seen around here lately. Again, think Anthony Douglas can be effective for you inside in those half-court games where teams are trying to slow you down because you're so good at going fast.
Yeah, Isaiah Stokes is not playing football, by the way. Like, I don't know why I got a lot of that from Memphis fans. Like, they're like, Mike Norvell says, hey, man, like he's not playing football. He's playing basketball over the University of Memphis. The guy can play. You know.
Well, I mean, the question will always loom over his career, depending on what we see from him here in Memphis, of whether he chose the right sport. It's just going to be, I mean, you got an offer from Alabama. Go play football. Doesn't get any higher on the on the list than that. So for him, we'll see. But hopefully for Memphis, clearly, it's going to be a win, especially in terms of adding some depth inside for this team. It's going to need it.
Yeah, so anyway, Isaiah Stokes is officially enrolled over at the University of Memphis. I think the only question is sort of his eligibility. I don't even know.
No one's saying anything about an ill parent.
Yeah,
you're
I don't know.
For the waivers, that where
yeah,
going?
I don't know what the grounds would be. Like, Lance Thomas at least had a little bit of a case because Rick Pitino got fired.
But he stayed. That's why
so,
he didn't get it.
Yeah, so it feels like it's even thinner than that. So I do not expect at this juncture, there's a small, like, I think Memphis will.
That's what I've said, unlikely.
Memphis might fight for one.
You know. That's what they do.
But I don't think they will get it.
And it's smart to do that. Yeah. Because with these NCAA rulings, man, half the time it's the ones you think won't go through that they grant, and the ones you think are easy cases,
say no to. It's true.
So like backwards.
So there is a small possibility.
Oh, you have to try.
That Isaiah Stokes is eligible this season, though I'm not counting on that. In all likelihood, what happens is he's a freshman in the 2020, but he plays for the first time in 2020, 2021.
Yeah, because frankly, I don't think they need him this year.
Yeah, they don't necessarily need him. You're right. They need him probably more next year.
Absolutely.
You can have him for both.
You can have him for both. You could, I'm saying. You might get on the floor, but in terms of need him more next year.
Yeah, totally agree with that. So that's where it is right now with the University of Memphis. And
he had three? Since he redshirted his first year, does he have 3 years of eligibility? Or are we talking two?
I think it's two now because he has to sit out. He has to sit out the year, right? So you get five to play four.
He'll have two.
So I'll have two left. He'll have 2020, 2021, and then 2021, 2022.
We sure about that?
I'm pretty positive because you sit out as a you redshirt.
Yeah, it's a free year,
right? But then you
still got four more.
You play your redshirt sophomore year.
Yeah.
Now you got to sit out again.
It's five to play four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. He'll have two left of eligibility.
That's right.
And like we talked about, you know, it's just a good piece to have in that front court.
No question.
You know,
about
it's a good piece to have.
Agreed.
With a lot of possibility and a lot of upside. All right, we will come back. Paul Feinbaum going to join us. We will talk to him about Memphis Ole Miss. We will talk to him about the SEC, about Tennessee. Lots more to come with Paul Feinbaum. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Enter 92.9's ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Weekly winners get a 4-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
When was the last time you treated yourself to a night out? Don't you deserve one? Have you thought about Restaurant Iris? You've always known it to be a special occasion location, and that hasn't changed. But did you know they now have a full bar that you don't need reservations for? Any night of the week, sit down to delicious and unique dishes, small and large, prepared by our world-class chefs. Pair seasonal snacks with specialty cocktails. Memphis is ready for an elegant place to have a casual night out. I'll meet you at the bar at Iris.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, can I get a drum roll, please? Because I got a big announcement. It's that time of year. Again, it's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year on internet and TV. So now through September 5th, you can get their Best Deal of the Year. That's huge savings on internet and TV with the top four networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Plus, you can always catch your favorite shows and movies with 2 years of DVR service and 1 year Showtime included. But the best gets even better. Ask about even more savings. When you add Xfinity Mobile, you could get $250 back. So forget the drum roll. A deal this good calls for a full-on party. But it ends September 5th. So seriously, hurry in today. Don't miss the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New extra TV and Blast internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After two-year agreement term and one-year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top-brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Your clients want beautiful floors that stay beautiful. You want clients that stay happy after the job is done. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm flooring, exclusively from the Home Depot, is a laminate you can stand behind because it stands up to demanding homeowners. They get the beauty they want. You get to give them a quote that will floor them. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm laminate, just $158 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, it's John Martin. Join me this Thursday at Gold Strike Casino in Tunica from 4 to 6 as we celebrate their 25th anniversary with a $25,000 free play giveaway. See you Thursday at Gold Strike in Tunica.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show. You can hear it every afternoon on 790 AM ESPN. He joins us now. Mr. Feinbaum, how you doing?
John, it's been way too long. It's so great to be on in Memphis. Of course, my hometown, and this is really special for me.
Yeah, we always appreciate any time we can get with you. We have a lot to get to, because a lot has changed, Mr. Feinbaum, since we last had you on the show. Memphis basketball signed the top recruiting class in the country in 2019. You must be swelling with pride over there.
I am, and I know that maybe we got some new listeners, but you know, I grew up going with my mom. My dad died when I was young to the Memphis, at the time, Memphis State games. And probably the greatest memories of my youth came from Memphis State basketball. Went to the Final Four when I was a young teenager, and I'm not sure anything's ever quite topped that experience.
You know, they're going to be in New York. I know you'll be going back and forth. They'll be in New York this this season at the Barclays, so no excuses. We got to get you to a game.
No, here in the middle of the week, so you guys can squeeze me in. I'll be there.
Yeah,
I'm looking at Brooklyn right now, so I'll be there.
Yeah, that'll actually be a good game too. They're playing NC State, so it'll be a pretty good game. All right, so on to football. College football season, I guess, if you want to say, is officially underway, though that game was not exactly a great ringing in. Let's start here locally, Paul. Memphis Ole Miss. Does it say more about the University of Memphis, or does it say more about Ole Miss that the Tigers are favored in this game?
I think it says more about Memphis. And I talked to Mike Norvell yesterday, and I just couldn't believe I was introducing the University of Memphis coach as a favorite over Ole Miss, because, you know, people my age, we grew up, that was the first game of the year, and those rare times that Memphis won, we literally ripped the city apart in celebration. But, you know, now it's really not surprising. I mean, Memphis is ascending, and you know, Ole Miss is kind of where Ole Miss has been for a lot of years. I mean, they had that run under Hugh Freeze, but for the most part, it's been an up and down program that just can't seem to stay on the same track.
Are you surprised that you're introducing Mike Norvell still as the Memphis coach? Like, I mean, the fact that he is going into, I think, what's going to be his fourth year at Memphis, they've had great success. You know, the idea that he is still at Memphis, that's surprising to me. Is it surprising to you?
Yeah, I mentioned that to him yesterday, and I know he always cringes when out-of-towners talk about other people after him. But, you know, listen, he makes a lot of money, comparatively speaking. And I don't want to just ruin the party by saying he's going to go somewhere else, because I think he's being choosy, and he's really wise to be choosy. You go to the wrong place nowadays, and you're out of there in 2 or 3 years, and you really haven't accomplished anything. Was it a great move for Justin Fuente to go to Virginia Tech? It certainly looks like it. Not a lot of success so far. So you better choose wisely, and you better take your time. He will have offers no matter what year it is.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show on 790 AM ESPN. Florida did get the win over Miami over the weekend. Do they look like a top 10 team to you, Paul?
They didn't look like a top 25 team. You know, I mean, you could make a case. Miami really looked like a better team. Certainly Williams at quarterback, despite a criticism from his quarterback coach, I thought was the most impressive quarterback on the field. Felipe Franks regressed. It is the first game, and I won't bore you with cliches, but I think Florida will be better. But are they really good enough to contend with Georgia? No. I didn't think they were before the game. The real question is, can they deal with Auburn at home, Missouri on the road, LSU on the road? I don't think so.
Do you see a loss on Alabama's schedule, or is this going to be one of those years where we're just talking about perhaps them, you know, losing to Clemson in the national championship game?
I don't. I mean, it would take a cataclysmic event, a series of injuries. You have to try to narrow it down. Where could they lose? It's not going to be South Carolina. Everybody will hype that game, but that's not happening. Texas A&M, if A&M is as good as they think they are, and clearly LSU and Auburn. It's really a pretty short season, and we really won't see Alabama play anyone for 6 or 7 weeks.
Urban Meyer, obviously, as we know now, is doing some analyst work. He said that Trevor Lawrence is the greatest college football quarterback ever. One, how can we say that yet? And two, isn't that blasphemous to a guy that once upon a time played for him named Tim Tebow?
Well, first of all, Urban Meyer was speaking, his lips were moving, therefore he probably wasn't telling the truth. I agree. I mean, I'm with Tim every weekend, and it's not because of that I think Tim Tebow is the best college quarterback I've ever seen. I thought he was before I ever met him. I think Urban tried to walk that back, tried to say he didn't really mean it, just like he did last summer. But that's what he said, and it's a preposterous and foolish statement. And listen, there are a lot of quarterbacks who have had great years. Cam Newton had one a couple of years ago at Auburn. He won the Heisman. Johnny Manziel did. Trevor Lawrence emerged late in the year, but who was he up against? He played probably three defenses all year. Now he shredded every one of them, but let's give him a steady diet before we declare him the best of all time.
Urban Meyer has certainly, I mean, I guess at the margins you'll see a little bit of this, but if, you know, if Clay Helton ends up struggling at USC, then, you know, Urban Meyer's name will come up. Do you think he comes back? Do you think he gets back in the game?
It's funny. I was with Keyshawn Johnson today up here on Get Up, and he's a big USC guy, of course. And he said he wants Urban Meyer. And he said it's not 100%. He said there are a lot of people that don't want Urban Meyer because of the baggage, but he's going to be the best coach available. I mean, short of Nick Saban saying he really wants to live in Southern California, there's no one else better than Urban Meyer. Like him or not, he's a generational coach. He's one of the best coaches in the last 50 years. So I would go after him. And, yeah, you know you're going to get baggage. You know you're going to get controversy. You know he'll walk away in 5 years claiming some health issue, but you'll also win 10, 11, 12 games a year and become a national contender again, which SC needs to do.
We are, of course, talking to Paul Feinbaum. He is the host of the Paul Feinbaum Show on 790 AM ESPN. Paul, what would you like to see from Jeremy Pruitt in Tennessee this season?
A bowl game and a reason to believe that this team and this program is going to contend at some point in time. I think Tennessee fans have been incredibly patient with him. I think he has said most of the right things. I like his demeanor. But this is a year he has to show what he's all about. He got a pass last year. There were some terrible outings, and then there were a couple of good ones. So they all evened out. But yeah, he's going to have to beat someone this year. I think 7 wins is doable. Maybe a little bit more, but a bowl game is essential.
When Ed Orgeron got the full time gig at LSU, I think most people, most pundits, sort of suggested he'd be there for 2 years. Like it would not be a long term arrangement. He's still there. He's still the head coach at LSU. Is it going well? And do you think this will, you know, do you think he can outlast what everybody thought he would do at LSU?
Right now, I do. I wasn't sure he'd make it to the end of his interim season.
Right.
It was such a strange choice. But, yeah, he's a really good recruiter. But, you know, guess what? LSU always recruits at a high level. They just haven't had a quarterback, which they do now. I really like Joe Burrow. So I'm going to be really surprised if they don't contend with Alabama, at least make a run. It's easy to say if they lose to Texas, suddenly pressure starts building again. So keep your eye on Austin, Texas, the second weekend of the season.
Yeah, he's out of the shadow of the SEC now, but Hugh Freeze is going to open up his season this weekend at Liberty somewhere, whether he's in the box or whatever. He is going to lead his Liberty Flames out there on the field against Syracuse. We had him on the show last week and certainly seems to be very contrite about everything that went down. What do you think he has to do, Paul, to get back to even, you know, a group of five, you know, a good group of five head coaching job?
I just think he needs to have a good season. I don't think he has to, you know, win the big, you know, the Syracuse games and some of the other Power Fives on the schedule. He's a really good coach. And, you know, what about his story? Well, I sat with him last year. I came in to cover, I think it was the Alabama Ole Miss game. And we had dinner and I listened to him talk for a couple hours. And quite frankly, I believed him. I believed this, you know, that he is contrite. And by the way, I'm just one person. But I think a college administrator will say, you know what, he served his time. It's almost like you have to go away for 2 years nowadays in college boards. That's the automatic standard that the Association of Athletic Directors gives you. Bobby Petrino did it. Others have done it. And I would grab him next year if an SEC job opens. And you know, guarantee it, one will.
Paul, man, we know you're busy. We appreciate the time, as always. Thank you, sir.
John, it's a pleasure. Anytime. Hope to see you very soon.
Yes, sir. He is Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show on 790 AM ESPN. Always a treat when we get a chance to catch up with Paul Feinbaum. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When a bear is chasing you, you take off faster than a toupee in a fan factory. So hurry into the final days of the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Come in and get 20% estimated savings on select 2019 Ford vehicles. This offer ends soon, and when we say soon, we mean September 3rd. So hurry up before pumpkin spice shows up in everything. Get to the final days of the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event at your local Ford dealer. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on the sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Tackle your toughest mowing jobs with a brand new commercial Toro mower at the special end of your savings during the Red Tag Sale. Going on now at Calb Equipment. The best deals are yours, plus up to $500 rebate from Toro on select models and special financing for qualified buyers. Walk or ride, bag or mulch. It's up to you. Just hurry in today and save at Calb Equipment, your Toro Pro Cutters headquarters. Calb Equipment, 1 block north of Summer at Mendenhall.
Hey, sports fans, we know you play fantasy football, but did you know you can listen to a show devoted strictly to fantasy football every weekday right from your phone for free? This is Mike from the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we want to take your fantasy game to the next level. On the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, we've proven that a fantasy show can be fun and informative. So grab your phone, jump into Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, search for the Fantasy Footballers, and subscribe for free today.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you and your family members. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Members enjoy bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. And the kind of service you can only get when you're part owner. So if you're not a member yet, join today. Visit FECCA.com to apply. FedEx Employees Credit Association is federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm feeling good. The last long weekend of summer is the perfect time to get ready for fall with our lowest prices of the season on furniture and mattresses at Macy's Labor Day Sale. Add more room for cozying up with the Jolene sectional sofa, only $1,099. Or refresh the way you sleep with the Monroe Queen Bed, just $289. Plus, there's 12-month financing available. And because end of summer doesn't mean the end of being outside, outdoor furniture is at clearance prices at Macy's. Savings off regular prices, exclusions apply. I'm feeling
good. Hit the green with today's Perks deal. Get half off 2 rounds of golf, each with cart rental, range balls, and meal from Riverbend Links. Get yours today at GetMyPerks.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy, wish did on a genie. I got fans finally, and she wanting them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life.
The Wing Guru, it's lunchtime. Head on over. You'll taste the best wings you've ever had in your life. And that doesn't matter how you like them, because Billy's got them for you. Whole party. Boneless, like I like. Whatever you like, you can get it over from Billy Richmond, and you're going to get some fantastic premium flavors. Simply the best in town.
Yep. Nashville Hot. Spicy taco, garlic sriracha.
That's a 901 the other day.
901 is amazing. The list goes on and on over at the Wing Guru. They're premium flavors for a reason, because they are the best in Memphis, and you can't find them anywhere else.
That's right. That's why Billy Richmond's blowing up. That's why GQ Food, they want to do a story with them. They want to see what all the fuss is about. What's about the best wings in town? As John Martin said, no matter how you, the garlic sriracha, 901, the Nashville hot is good. You're not going to go wrong with any of the flavors. But don't forget, his gourmet burgers are fantastic. Some have told me the best they've tasted as well. So it's not just chicken. Everything he does is fantastic. Their catfish, their fried okra. Go see for yourself, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road. When you do see Billy Richmond, the former Tigers basketball player turned chicken house king, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
All right. We're going to have Mark Giannotto on the show at 12:25. We will talk to him about Isaiah Stokes. We'll talk to him about the Memphis football opener this weekend over at the Liberty Bowl against Ole Miss. We've talked about it quite a bit. You know, it's an opportunity for Memphis to, you know, make a statement, to start their season with a bang and to beat a Power 5 SEC opponent. You know, and I think really rally fans, right? Sort of showing fans that just because Daryl Henderson and Tony Pollard are gone, that you know, that Mike Norvell and that staff are capable of putting out a good product. I think, you know, obviously this is the first chance they can do that.
I am very curious. I don't know about you, John, to see how many you'll have, especially with the news. I think it was Calkins had it yesterday. I know it was him talking about it. I think he had in his column, too, that, you know, Ole Miss had taken less than half of what they took a couple of years ago. What, 3,200 or 3,500? And, you know, was it a shock? No. Was it disappointing? Yeah, absolutely, because I think, you know, in a lot of our eyes, we'd hope that, you know, for ABC on 11 a.m. kickoff that you're going to have a, you know, I don't think any of us were expecting sellout, but a relatively full, a good-looking Liberty Bowl on that Saturday morning. And so I am a little bit, I mean, when I said 37,000 yesterday,
yep,
you know, I kind of got some looks from John and the folks that were, huh? Like, you know, and what'd you say, 45, 40, something like
yeah,
that?
40,
so
45,
I just
yeah.
wonder if we've overshot here. Look, I wonder if it's this. I mean, to that point that the game's on ABC, you know, Ole Miss is taking less tickets. You've heard about the Memphis ticket office the last couple of days. Been better, right? I've heard, too. It's been pretty consistent the last 2 days of folks coming through and getting tickets. But that overall number of tickets out right now, John, I don't think it's, you know, you're not talking about 30,000 tickets sold right now, I would tell you. So I just wonder if it'll be a 35,000 type crowd. No, if you'll have a, you know, great walk-up crowd. The next couple of days go great in the ticket office, but it feels like to me it's going to be fewer people, and maybe a lot fewer people than we thought.
Well, it's not like it's just 10,000, though, right?
No.
Like, it's more than 10,000.
Yes.
That they have sold.
Yes.
But less
come
than...
Come on, bro. I mean, come on. It's a first game of the season. 10,000. You're shooting low.
But less than 25?
Yes.
Okay, so realistically between 15,000 and 20,000.
I'm thinking if you get to 37 or 40, you might be in good shape. Now, you know, you could probably call over there right now. They'll tell you the tickets ringing off the phone, all that kind of stuff. But when it's go time on Saturday, I'm just wondering. We already know why Ole Miss is taking fewer tickets. It's the level they're at right now.
No
they're
question.
Rebuilding. You know, people are trying to decide: do I have faith in Matt Luke or not? Is he the guy to lead this program or not? So we get it from their standpoint. Not to mention, you know, if I'm an Ole Miss fan in Oxford, do I want to make the drive up when I've got a team that's, you know, right there at the bottom of the SEC for the most part? Not the bottom, but it's right up, John, it's there. Do I want to come up and watch an L when I can sit here and watch it on national television? No, so we get that. But I made the point yesterday. It's never been, you know, the job of this program, right, to bank ticket sales on the other squad. That's on you, and that's what we've talked about. It's not just Memphis. It's college football. Attendance is down everywhere here. Last 3 years, it's been down. So
yep.
it's on you to get more creative about that. We talked about that with Laird Veach, the new AD.
Yep.
You know, what are you going to do about this? A crisis all in crisis levels, but it's a problem all through college basketball, specifically here where you've got so much excitement right now surrounding the basketball team. So that is their challenge, getting them there.
Right.
I just wonder, John, if you can't do it for Ole Miss, my goodness. But beating them, you know, I just feel like there's probably a lot of wait and see. You know, when you've got an opportunity, and I hope that's not the case. I hope everybody gets up on Saturday morning and goes. But I do wonder,
right?
Again, if you're more leaning towards, hey, it'll be on ABC anyway, I'm going to stay home and see. You know, let this Memphis team sort of show me, and then I'll be all in. I hope it's full. I just wonder if that number, if I might initially the number y'all give me crazy looks for, 37,000. I wonder if that might end up being a good number by the time we're done.
The risk that Memphis runs, you know, we've talked about like what happens if Memphis loses this game to Ole Miss. The risk that Memphis runs by doing that is not, like, it's not catastrophic for their season. You know, like, they're going to be able to still contend in the AAC. They're still going to be a relevant team in the conference. The risk is how much that matters to people. The risk is how much it matters being relevant in the AAC to your casual Memphis football fan. Because in the end, that is what you're depending on. Because Memphis has not, you know, this Memphis being good, Memphis being picked to win their division, Memphis being in the conference championship game, these are all very new developments. People have not been, you know, it's not ingrained in people the way Memphis basketball has been ingrained in people for 30 and 40 and 50 years. You know, how many kids out there, Jason, right now have been brought up on Memphis football? You know, the way that Memphis basketball, like kids in the 70s and 80s were.
Right.
It's just different. Mm-hmm. You know, and that takes time, long periods of success. And frankly, Memphis basketball was successful in a way that Memphis football it's very hard for them to
be. Well, they can't get the number one recruiting class.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the playing field is very different.
Again, that's no knock on them. The job
not
they got
at
recruiting
all.
At its highest level.
Not
ever.
At all.
We've been so, you know, to a level that I don't think any
yes.
of you or I didn't ever expect this program to get to.
But the Power Five wasn't a thing, you know, in the 60s and 70s and 80s necessarily, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that didn't start becoming a reality for you know, until the 2000s when you really started to feel, you know, you started to really feel the impact of not being, you know, with the big boys, so to speak.
But you still got to feel like, if you can knock off an SEC team, even down
yep.
where it's at, a team that on most years, even in your best years, you know, an SEC program, most years you're not going to be favored in that game. You do that, then all of a sudden, for the folks that I'm talking about, I hope it's a few number, the ones that are, hey, let me wait and see what Memphis does here with Ole Miss and sort of kind of wait and see how good I think they'll be. For those folks, John, hopefully you win this game. All of a sudden, they're all in. And,
right.
and when you've got a Southern coming in there the week after, you know, more people are locked into, hey, this
yes.
is going to be a good team. That's why it's worth going out to watch them play Southern University after this Ole Miss. So hopefully you win, because I think you run a real risk here of losing this game, even though, you know, in most years you'd be able to say, okay, lost an SEC, no problem. You run a risk of losing a level of interest, we feel like, that the program deserves.
That's the biggest thing, you know, because the home schedule this year, it's just not good.
It's not good.
I mean, you have Ole Miss.
But it's so tough for them to schedule, though. We say that knowing how tough it's been. That's why you're doing two for ones with Arkansas.
Right. It's fair.
That's part of it.
You know, but, you know.
Let's be real. Nobody wants to see Southern. You know, Southern University doesn't get you up.
No, it does not.
You
know, that's one of those where at 11 in the morning, you know, you're probably like, you know.
Well,
I mean, realistically.
That's why, you know, I'd love to be playing a ranked Power Five. Those teams aren't playing you right now. And not to mention, these games are obviously, you know, they're scheduled 5, 6, 7 years in advance. You got Arkansas to start to, what, 2025? So it's hard to – but again, yes, yeah. Most of the time, right, the idea that you're going out to the stadium to watch the game, you want to watch them against a good opponent. Well, the other thing that you've got to beat that, remember, Memphis, Cal years, CUSA, the reason that thing was still full is because of the hope of how good they could be.
Yep.
Right? You run
yep.
it past the opponent. That's where Memphis is trying to get to. If you beat Ole Miss, it helps that case. If you lose, though, it kind of goes, I just worry if there'll be, you know, folks will pull off, hey, I'm waiting until basketball season, that kind of thing. Your point is right. You've made this point over and over again. It's right. Your AAC goals don't change.
Yep.
All that's still in front of you. You can still win. But a New Year's Six,
yep.
you know.
Well, that's
you know,
true.
The dream big
you'd
idea.
You'd have to basically run the table.
You'd have to run the table,
yes.
probably.
Yes.
And so then, that's the risk you run with this game. Again, though, what we're excited about is that Mike Norvell's got them in a position to be favored against an SEC team. I don't care where they are in the SEC. Again, this is Power Five resources versus Group of Five resources. They're performing at a level beyond their resources, and as a result of it, you're favored by 5.5 the last I checked. And so, again, Memphis got a damn good chance winning this game. And I hope for Mike Norvell, for that staff, for the program, more importantly, for the fans, they do. And so you sort of keep this excitement going as long as you can keep them with you. Because, they, again, I will tell you, with the success of that program, they deserve the attention.
Now, Justin on Twitter says, I keep seeing all this about a lack of ticket sales on a nice opening Saturday against an SEC opponent. So I went to go buy a pair, and when I saw that they start at about $70, the mystery was solved.
I've heard some of that the tickets are – I've heard some of that chatter.
I haven't seen the – I mean, I guess I could go to Go Tigers Go right now.
I mean, it's college football.
You know you'll be able to get, you know, cheaper than that when you walk up on Saturday, you know, but – I mean, if that's a, you know, if ticket hangups, you know, prices are a part of it, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, it is unfortunate that you know, we mentioned between, you know, 15 and 20,000 tickets have been sold. Again, you're not considering walk ups. You can't consider. You know,
I'm hoping for a big day. You used to be the weatherman.
Yeah, I haven't checked. Them? Well, I'll be out of town, you know? I'll be out of town. I know people were upset about that. People are upset, really upset about me being out of town this weekend.
Will you even be watching?
Yeah, of course.
You're going to be out on a lake somewhere.
I'll be watching, though. I have access to the game on my phone, you know? I'll definitely be watching, and I'm always supportive. And we always encourage people to go to the games, but there are just so many outside forces, you know, that Memphis has to battle here. It's unfortunate. I mean, and Ole Miss not being good doesn't help either.
Well, look, I'm hoping for best case scenario where you've got some Ole Miss folks that, you know what, it's going to be a great day. I'm gonna drive on up to Memphis and see what Matt Luke's going to do. I hope you've got a nice number of those folks. And again, Tiger Lane's going to be full one way or the other, you figure. Because again, you're not going to get any better than playing an SEC opponent on opening weekend. But you just hope that the weather cooperates, because we've seen it doesn't take a lot of bad weather or anything like that to keep Memphis. And again, it's summertime in Memphis. We just finished it, but it still feels like summertime in Memphis. Hopefully you're catching a low humidity day, and all things line up right, and you've got a crowd of at least 40,000 out there still.
Well, if you go to the Go Tigers Go website, and again, this is buying through the university, tickets, the lowest ticket price that I'm seeing on their map is $55. So for a pair, you're talking about $110, and that's not including fees, you know. That's a lot. You know, it's a lot for, you know, I mean, if you're talking about taking a family of four,
right?
That's $200+ just to get in the building.
That's a thing college football all across the map faces.
You ain't bought a Pronto Pup yet.
That's part of your attendance decline.
How much is a Pronto Pup?
And again, you cook whatever whatever you want to out at the house out there, you know what I'm saying? On a big green egg, and I ain't going to spend $55. But again, you're going to see a team that we hope, a team that's favored in every game this week. Because, John, it sounds like we're, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to discourage anybody from going out. I'm trying to encourage folks to buy these tickets, because again, I would tell you that this program needs it and deserves it. You know, you'd like to see that number up, especially after last. You were hoping for a big one here, right? Because you want that attendance number to go back up. Well, the Ole Miss game, you had it circled this year. Well, that'll be one. If you don't fill it up, it'll be close to or 50 or 40. You know, 47, whatever. And again, if that's not going to be your big one,
absolutely.
I mean, how many do you expect to have, especially if you don't win? How many do you expect to have the next week against Southern University? So again, I hope this is more you're taking it as an encourager,
yes,
as encouragement to go out and buy that ticket. To your point, though, you know, Memphis is a city that has to consider things like price of tickets, and especially if you want to go with season tickets on basketball and you're already all in on one.
I think we know that the season ticket prices for football are as low as it can possibly be.
As good as you can get in the AAC.
Yeah, and it's a good product. Like, there's no doubt about that. You know, there's no doubt about whether the product is fun or not to watch. It's one of the best offenses in the country. We know that. But it does feel like as a collective, the city of Memphis needs Memphis to be like 6-0, 7-0, 8-0 before they fully buy in. You know, you go back to the year of Paxton. You know, they got 50,000 for Navy, but they had to be 8-0. You know, they had, you know, if they were just 7-1, you're not getting that crowd. I'm wagering you're probably not going to get that crowd. You have to be historically awesome, it feels like, really get the sellouts and the crowds you feel like the team should have.
And that's unfair. But again, you know, that's part of college football. I was watching a special this weekend where a guy on John, this 150 that ESPN's doing, we talked about it last week with Ivan, but saw him say sort of college football super flawed, which we all know. You got the haves and the have-nots, but that's also a reflection of our country, which I thought was a great analogy. It's we try to talk about Memphis, right? Memphis football, in the same, and put the same kind of focus on it and attention on it as the Power Five programs, as they do there media wise and all that. But as I've always said, John, you know, fundamentally and at our hearts and where we're born, the DNA is in basketball. And so what do we need to change it, right? To be the ones to get out there. Well, first you hope you got the ticket prices are right, but second, you got to see sustained success. Right, and so they don't feel, John, that it takes a perfect season for me to come out. You got to do this another. Unfortunately for Memphis, on this unfair playing field, you got to do it another 5 years. Have this kind of success you've had for the last five before you start to change the town, right?
Right.
The feeling that this is, you know, that we're all basketball before you get them out there. And so again, you know, they're fighting an uphill battle, but they've been. I mean, that's the gig. They've been doing a great job at it, obviously, with that staff and the way they're recruiting now. But they will always be sort of on that uphill battle. It's just unfortunate that we feel like it's got to be perfect, John, that road uphill before we'll go out and get behind it. Hopefully, we're behind it from the start and all the way through the season.
Let me ask you this. Would we talk about attendance if they had a 45,000-seat arena? Would we ever talk about it? Because it's a 65,000-damn-seat arena, you know? Which is, that's hard to fill for a group of five team. My God, show me a group of five teams not named BYU and UCF who are doing that. And I don't even think UCF is doing it. I don't even think they have having a stadium that big.
Well, it's kind of like we're talking about with Jeff. Obviously, ideally, you'd like to have it on campus. But it's too big for the program, that building. Because on any given week, other than one week a year, you're not playing a Power 5 program. We get that. It's not news.
UCF is 45,000.
It's not news that you'd like to have an on-campus stadium. That'd be more ideal. Would we be talking about attendance as much if it was in 45? I don't know. If you're only drawing 17,000 butts in seats like it was last year, you probably
But it would look a lot better, though, than it would in the Liberty
Bowl.
Sure, it'd
look better, but you're still talking about it. You're talking about 17,000 actual butts in seats, which it was last year. Mm. You're talking about doing that in a 45.
Right.
You're still saying, hey, we've got to pick this up. You're still saying attendance has declined. And so, again, we're still talking about it to the level of your point. When you're seeing 35 in there in the Liberty Bowl, yeah, it looks a lot worse than that 35 would look in a 45 on campus. But, brother, it's what you got. Like I said, you could make the argument you're throwing good money away, sort of refurbishing this Liberty Bowl, but it's what you got right now. And until you, John, I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Well,
until there's some influx of money over there, and that the only big enough influx of money over there, you would feel like, it's not going to come from some donor. It's going to come from a media rights deal. And that kind of media rights deal needs to come from a power. The only kind of money you're going to get that kind of money from is a Power 5 conference. And so until you're in that, this conversation just seems like it's fruitless.
Yeah, well,
to your point,
I feel like a lot of it, though, stems from the fact that the Liberty Bowl sits so many.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.